still know it's your time to be blessed. Let me see you just wave your hand. Why don't you just shake somebody's hand and say, it's my season to be blessed. If you know it, give me a hallelujah right there. Just wave your hand in heaven and say, it's my time.
It's my time.
Let me see y'all put y'all hand together. It's my time.
It's my time.
How many of you can wave your hand and say, I've been down too long. It's my time.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
That's why people not seeing answers to their prayer, because they have wrong motives and they ask improper things of God. God is not going to enable you to do wrong. God is not an enabler for you to sin. He's not going to do things in your life that's going to lead you to do more sin. Because God knows that the wages of sin is what? Death. So if he bless you for you to continue in sin, he'd be blessing you to die. How many of y'all see it? You see why God can't go along with some stuff? Oh, Lord, bless me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I know she ain't saved. I know he ain't saved, but I love sugar mama. I love sugar daddy. Oh, Lord, they ain't saved. Lord, bless our relationship. All right, he told you don't be unequally yoked, right? All right, but you think it's okay. Well, you know, Lord, somehow, let's just get around that scripture and just, you know, scoop one over on me, Lord. Put one down on me. You know I ain't in your will, Lord. I know I ain't supposed to be hanging out with and courting and going together with somebody I ain't saved, but you know, Lord. Lord, they make me feel so good. They make me feel so good. Oh, it's the best thing ever happened to me. I know they ain't saved. I know they ain't in church. But Lord, you ask amiss. I'll just tell you right now, he ain't gonna put his blessing on you. He's not gonna bless you to kill yourself. He's not gonna help you destroy yourself. Jesus came to redeem our life from destruction. See, when you pray, you're asking God to participate in your life. You're asking God to come alongside you and help you. So if you want to do things that's outside of his will, then he's not going to participate in that. And he told you don't participate in it either. Didn't it? Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even speak of those things that are done in secret by them. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Arise from the dead, you that are asleep, and Christ will give you light. Okay. Move on to the next point here. All right. Another reason why people have unproductive prayer life is that they group all prayers in the same category. You know, we have sports, but sports consist of tennis, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, skiing, you know, all kinds of things. There's hundreds of sports, but they all have their own set of rules, don't they? You don't play basketball by football rules. Amen. You don't play hockey by baseball rules. You know, you don't see nobody out there with a bat hitting the puck. And you don't see anybody out there with a football trying to bounce a football down the court. Okay? Prayer is like that. There are different kinds of prayer, and there are different spiritual laws that govern their operation. All prayers don't work by the same in the same manner. There's different spiritual laws that govern their operation. So you need to know that, because the Bible talks about the prayer of faith, the prayer of binding and loosing, the prayer of intercession, the prayer of committal, the prayer of thanksgiving, prayer in the spirit, prayer of supplication, prayer of petition. All of these prayers can't be just lumped up and just pray and then at the end say, Lord, if it be thy will. Prayer of faith, you have to already know the will of God before you can pray that one. You don't pray the prayer of faith and then at the end say, now, Lord, if it's your will. If it's your will means you don't know. Prayer of faith is based on what is already revealed as the will of God, and that's a prayer you pray with great confidence, and that's a prayer that you receive right then. You receive the answer. When you're interceding for people, you might have to pray for them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. There's an element of faith in all prayer. There's an element of love in all prayer. But there are different laws that govern their operation. We might cover that later on, won't cover it today. Okay? Then there's hypocrite praying. Okay, you say, that makes your life unproductive. You say, Pastor, what is hypocrite praying? It is praying to be seen or heard of men. It is when you pray, and the only time you pray, most of all your praying is done in public or around your friends, because you want to impress them with your knowledge of the scripture. And you say, well, so-and-so here, let me pray this way. And if they wasn't there, you'd pray another way. But because so-and-so there, oh, so-and-so listened to my prayer, let me make sure that I pray really fancy here. That kind of praying don't get any results, because then you're praying for man's approval. You're praying with their approval in mind when you're trying to impress others. Jesus said the hypocrites stand on the street corners and they pray long prayers. He said they think they're going to be heard because of their much speaking. So it's not the long prayers that get answers. You know what? I found a short prayer that get a lot of answers for you. And guess what it is? Help! Father, in Jesus' name, help! You just summon them. Instead of going in there saying, oh, the most holy Father, Lord of heaven and earth, creator, master of the universe. Thou that flung the sun in the sky and the moons and flung the stars out there, created everything, stepped out on nothing before nothing was. You ain't got to go through all that gyration. God that created nothing from nothing. You got to go through all that. He know who he is. You just got to get down to business and say, Lord, I need some help. Help me. Amen. All right, another thing that'll hinder you from being productive is sleeping on the job. Going to sleep while you pray. How many of you ever did it? Hold on, wait, so I don't have to go back to Revelation on you. Now think about it. How many of you ever went to sleep while you was praying? Let me see your hand. All right, let me just find it. Anybody got a lie next to them? Listen, I have the same struggles you have. These things are common to men. And these are the things that keep people from being productive, not staying alert. I'm going to talk to you about that a little later on. Okay? All right. Number two, praying in the name of Jesus. Jesus has given us the power of attorney to use his name in prayer and in ministry. We can talk to Jesus, worship Jesus, praise Jesus, fellowship with him. You know, we can do a lot of things with Jesus in our relationship, have relationship with him. But when it comes to prayer, Jesus said, when you pray, you ask the Father in my name. He said, in that day, he's talking about the day after his resurrection. He said, you shall ask me nothing. He said, don't pray to me. He said, because the Father loves you. He said, ask him in my name. Now, when you ask in his name, that means that you are asking, representing all that he is. So I can't ask God to help me do wrong in Jesus' name, because that would not represent Jesus. When you pray in Jesus' name, in the eyes of God, in the heart of God, it is just like Jesus asking for it. So you see that you just can't just throw up anything out there, because when you pray in his name, it would have to be the same thing that Jesus would ask, to pray in his name. Now, I gave an illustration. When I was a little boy, occasionally mama would run short on some sugar or some flour or something like that. And then she would tell us to go to my next door neighbors. My aunt, we call her Dia, go over there and ask Mag to send me a cup of sugar. So she wouldn't go herself because she's busy. So she sent us on an errand. Go over there and ask Mag to send me a cup of sugar. All right, now, if I walked in the house and I just say, Dia, give me a cup of sugar, she gonna run me out of there. What you want a cup of sugar for? What you gonna use it for? Why you need a cup of sugar? What you gonna do with the sugar, baby? And if I ain't got a good reason, I ain't getting no sugar. But if I go in and I say, Dia, mama say, can you send her a cup of sugar? Oh, yeah, baby, come on, let me get you a cup. Just take the whole bag to her, tell her get what she want out of it, and then she can send the bag back to me. You see, it made all the difference in the world whose name I was asking in. If I asked in my own name, chances are we're gonna get nothing. But when I asked in my mama's name, it was just like my mama standing there asking for the sugar. When you pray in Jesus' name, it's just like Jesus standing there asking God to do it. That's what it means to ask in his name. It means just like he's standing there doing it. And then you can do that if you pray in line with the word, because he is the word. So when you pray in line with the word, then Jesus will endorse that prayer, and you can pray that prayer in his name. Anything you see in that word. Amen? Let me give you the scriptures on it. John 16, 23, 24 says, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily. How many of y'all know what verily, verily mean? Truly, truly, sure enough. Sure enough, sure enough. I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto, or up until now, have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. So you see that one of the fruit of answered prayer is joy. How many of you got happy when your prayers got answered? I mean, Nakisha, you remember you prayed in your school and stuff, and God came through, he helped you pass some tests. Wasn't you happy? You didn't get an answer to prayer and get sad, did you? No, but when you experience answered prayer, it make you want to pray more.
That's right.
It puts some joy unspeakable in you. God answered this prayer. I know God answered this prayer. And it produces great joy. And Jesus said, the Father wants to do it for you, so you'll have fullness of joy.